Won't you realize, Margot, that my entire usefulness to the organized forces of law and police lies in my remaining outside those forces, in remaining always the shadow?
Lay your hands on the radio! Lay your hands on the radio, band, home!
It was the world's strangest accident. While testing a new rocket ship, our heroes were bombarded by mysterious cosmic rays from outer space. Though they crash-landed safely, the strange and powerful rays had changed each one of them, transforming their leader, Reed Richards, into the plastic-skinned Mr. Fantastic. Sue Richards into the Now You See Her, Now You Don't, Invisible Girl. And Ben Grimm into a mighty-muscled powerhouse called The Thing. Now together with
Awesome Log,
the newest member of the group, they have become the greatest team of superheroes the world has ever known.
Idag är du Thomas som håller trådarna igen.
Ja, jag tänkte prata lite grann om Isaac Newton denna gång.
This scene deals with the subject many fathers find so difficult, wet dreams and the explanation of physical intercourse in the marriage union. The boy might be as young as 9 or as old as 14, and his age should govern the amount of detail given.
No, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella. Yes, sir, maybe this is a good idea, chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad, what's cooking?
You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
No. Remember I told you that when two people get married, they become like one person, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, Dad.
Well, I guess that didn't make too much sense then.
Well, I have sort of wondered about it a couple times since.
Well, to begin with, you ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body. When a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
Now, this organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how carefully God planned everything for a particular purpose.
Oh, I don't get you.
Well, when a man and a woman are married, Bob, they love each other very much. And in showing their love, their instinct is to embrace each other as if, well, as if to try to become the one person God intended them to be. This embrace by the husband and wife arouses in each a great desire for physical oneness. And that's exactly the way God planned it. For the penis of the husband actually passes within his wife's body.
Gee, is that what happens when people get married?
That's right. Now, when the penis has entered, it ejects a fluid which contains the seed, or the sperm, as the doctors call it. It's formed in two little sacs beneath the penis, which we call the testicles. Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son. No, it's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. But wet dreams, as we call them, are very different. You see, the body manufactures that fluid all the time. And when the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes before men are married, nature opens a sort of a safety valve in your sleep, and it passes off.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these feelings before they get married?
In order to make sure this old world would be populated, God made the desire of man for woman one of the strongest of all human instincts. Something like the way he made food taste good, so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day.
Golly, the way he figured